I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Thank you for making us a part of your Sunday morning. Take us with you on the Odyssey app if you have to get up and run around some places there. Mr. Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, man.
As Aretha Franklin used to say, or has said, and this, I always remember this, when talking about the fact that she didn't record at Motown, but yet wished she had because Marvin Gaye was so fine. That was Aretha. Yeah. He was so fine back in the day. Played that one because it's Berry Gordy's birthday.
Ah, speaking of Motown,
that's why I did it.
Yeah, man.
80. Now, see, this is a crazy thing.
Man who started it all.
Is it possible he's 92 years old?
Isn't that something?
Berry Gordy, yeah. 92.
Yeah.
So anyway, one of the folks celebrating a birthday today, Vicky Hogan. Would have been celebrating a birthday today. That name don't ring a bell with you?
Okay.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh.
Anna Nicole Smith, John Stewart, Paul Schaefer, Dave Righetti. And happy birthday to Atlanta Braves bench coach. I'm not sure exactly if that's the best way to his title, but I believe that is. Walt Weiss.
Yeah, that is who he is.
Yeah. 58 years old today, so happy birthday, yeah. Mr. Weiss there. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Coming up, we're going to talk NBA with Terrell Thomas and get into today's matchup. So as you go around the NFL, and again, a couple things I was curious about D-Led's take on. And I know we talked a little bit about some college football with him, but one of the things I didn't get a chance to ask him, especially coming from Cleveland, is what these guys are going to do with Baker Mayfield. If anything, I've heard all kinds of conversations about this guy and what he should have been at this point. And yes, he's gone through some coaches, but he sometimes is his own worst enemy. And just to get his thoughts, and I know he follows, you know, his hometown team a little bit more than I do. But as we talk about the NFL, we got into the Falcons, but, you know, this is a guy who was supposed to be whatever.
Yeah.
But very positive, and he just kind of he's like.
Well, you know what that whole,
I don't even know how to describe
that whole division. Each quarterback is an intriguing story, on all four teams, in that division. We think about Pittsburgh, you think about Cincinnati, and you think about Baltimore.
Well,
you know, when
you say backstory, let's talk about two more established ones. And Ben he's putting on the 18th hole right now as far as his career.
He is. Yeah,
so
he is.
That's, you got to wonder what's next for him. I mean, that's one of those teams that when it gets to that point, because they have had the quarterback they've had for all these years, and they've had the coach that they had all these years.
Right.
When they have to make a change, man.
Yeah.
That's a whole bunch of folks in the boardroom.
It really is, and that's become the tradition with the Steelers. But the family, the Rooney family, they kind of like that reputation, that if you're there with them, you know they're with you, until you show that change really has to take place, and then that change, you know, becomes a really big deal because it happens so rarely there. So everyone's watching the Steelers to see what's next. Can Ben hold it together? To at least make it through the end of this season, you know, that's what you're seeing.
All right, so they make that. They get ready to make that change in Pittsburgh. Lamar, and you know how I feel about him going back to Louisville.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about
this
dude.
You know they retired his jersey up at Louisville.
They should have.
Yeah, they retired his jersey.
They should have. But it's a head-scratcher that Baltimore can't put more around him. And it's him or nothing else. And listen, the guy's won the MVP. He is box office as far as who he is in this league. And you know that he can pull rabbits out of his hat late in the season. But how much longer is this sustainable?
Yeah, and I think that's what you're wondering about, a guy with his type of ability. You found ways to allow him to have success. How do you get to the point where you, like you said, get the toys around him so it's not completely on him? And that's something they seem to have trouble doing consistently, you know, in Baltimore. You see some weeks where they will go to some people around them that can produce that he can go to, but having that consistently has been a problem.
And is John Harbaugh the right coach there now? I mean, you won those two Super Bowls on defense. You had Ray Lewis there as helping out your head coach, and the defense is what drove those Super Bowl wins.
Yeah.
Shouldn't leave out Ed Reed. Out Reed either. So.
I give him credit for making the shift at least offensively, to a different type of quarterback. You know, for years, you know, NFL coaches were like, well, this guy's not an NFL quarterback. He's not my kind of NFL quarterback. He's made that shift and that adjustment to coach what's coming out of school. You know, what's coming out of school now, guys that move. And so, you know, I applaud him for being able to make that transition and change. People would argue about the degree of success because they haven't had a lot of success in the postseason. A lot of their wins have been regular season wins. So I think that's the other thing that people will always argue about when it comes to Coach Harbaugh and Baltimore.
I just, you know, I should have listened to you a few weeks ago because you were the one that told me in talking about this season that, A, they've made idiots out of all of us. Nobody's predicted anything. And with these five-win teams and teams that aren't dominating the way they have in years past, it's still up for grabs in a lot of divisions. I mean, the Falcons go in a couple more games. They're still, you know, in the hunt for a wild card, at least the way the records are right now. I'm just I really don't know what to think when I think about what I think I know. How's that for a sentence? I just don't know.
I think
Tom Brady should lose two games in a row, but it's happened. I know that Aaron Rodgers, when healthy, is, you know, top-tier quarterback in the league, and yet you find out he's playing with this busted foot or this busted toe or whatever, and how long is he going to want? See, that's the thing about him, too. When we talk about him, it's not his abilities. It's his want. And he keeps telling us every week that he wants to, you know, he wants to be in the Super Bowl. He wants to bring this team there. We all know he's playing his way out of town. But my point is, we can go from team to team and division to division, and there's things. You're talking about getting back to the division you were just talking about. We don't know what to think of Joe Burrow right now. You had a team that was coming up, and you thought, oh, this is the year that Cincinnati's back, and they're going to overtake Baltimore, and then they go out and get shellacked like they did against Tennessee. Is there for you, Sam, a guarantee every week, or you've been pretty successful about figuring out how this team is going to play? I don't mean, you know, like you're ready to go to Vegas, but there hasn't been of the teams you thought, as Dennis Green said, we knew, you know, they are who we thought they are, and yet have been consistent with that throughout this year.
And, you know, that's the thing you want to see, because I guess the surprise has been like Arizona. You know, to a degree, you know, you wondered if they were going to be a team. You knew they would be successful, but to this level, I wasn't expecting that. And we took in to see if they can carry it off at the back end of the schedule. You still look for certain teams to still pull things together. Seattle has really struggled, and we're not used.
Well, that's because Russell's hurt. That's much like Baltimore.
Right. You know, we're not used to seeing them in that kind of predicament. And like with Green Bay, you know, the things that are happening with them, even with Rodgers back, when he says he's got a foot problem now.
Toe problem. Wasn't it a toe problem?
Toe
and he
problem.
Put his foot up in front of the camera, which
is always
delectable.
You know.
But here's one, as we gotten this far into the season, here's one we should have known was going to be the case, and it's not so much a player, but how long did we feel? Did we just all of a sudden decide that, we're going to put all our eggs in Tom Brady basket, and Belichick doesn't really know how to coach.
Yeah.
Did we forget what he did when Belichick went when Brady went down and took that team, that New England team, to an 11-5 record?
Yeah.
Did we forget about that? Because these guys are sitting there right now at 7-4 with a rookie quarterback who he has somehow got into this kid's brain and said, just manage it. I'll put you in a position to win every week. Just do the right thing. We saw what he did against the Falcons. Listen, this Falcons team is going up against two rookie quarterbacks. Hopefully what they do today will be better than what they did against the last rookie quarterback they went up against last week. But yet the coaches are completely different.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a different deal up in New England. Like, we talked, we were on earlier this week. Belichick has that situation the way he wants it. He has a young quarterback that he can still shape and mold. And he's not going to be somebody where he goes and suggests, let's do it this way, and they kind of roll their eyes a little bit like, hey, you forget who I am. He doesn't have to deal with that now. And I think it's much to his liking. I think it's probably refreshing to him to have a quarterback like that and have that kind of success with him as a rookie. And, sometimes you need that little something that comes along that, invigorates you. And, Kareem needed Magic Johnson. You know what right. I mean? And I think in so many ways, Mac Jones is kind of what Belichick probably needs right now.
Yeah, but Magic didn't need Paul Westhead. And he got rid of his coach.
But I'm just talking about as far as a coach. I'm just talking about what you need to energize you and let you know, hey, we can do this again. I can do this. I can continue to roll when you get a certain element in that lets you know rather than say, do I want to go sit on the porch or do I want to keep on doing this?
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. And along those same lines, the other thing that Belichick had going for him, and I don't know that there are many other coaches that can do that, but he has, if he's considered the best coach on the pro level, he got a kinship with the best coach on the college level more than anybody else. Them two are buddies from way back. Okay, so Belichick found out possibly some things about Mac Jones that nobody but Saban would know. And Saban has passed this information on to him. And they've had those conversations. And Belichick decided it's not just the quarterback ability, it's the person himself. And that's what I think those two talked about a lot, meaning Saban and Belichick, and why Belichick is getting the utmost. It's all about information, right?
Well, absolutely.
It's all about information. You know. And this is what Belichick got from Nick Saban that other NFL coaches don't have as far as the relationships with the colleges and the college coaches that they get their top recruits from. I don't know how much Urban Meyer spent talking to Dabo Sweeney. I don't even know if they even have a relationship.
You knew what was going to be happening. You knew who the number one pick was going to be,
Right.
Right. So, I mean, that's.
But what are the intangibles? What are the things that make Trevor tick? What are those little things that are that? When everything's said and done, you implement this because you have this nugget of information. That's what I think the Alabama-New England connection is as opposed to the Clemson-Jacksonville as far as this particular
scenario. I think it's just different when you have that one player that you know is going to be the number one pick, regardless of what you think. This guy is the number one pick in the draft. You are taking him. Whereas New England had to make a decision. They had to think some things through. There are a lot of other people there. Some that people would think that they should have taken over Jones. What caused them to go with him and make that decision? You're right. It's probably the relationship between the coaches and the pro coach and the college coach that made the difference.
Well, Falcons are looking up at a couple 5-win teams and a 7-win team. Good luck with them. They're going to get things started. They're going to turn this around and be considered as far as one of those wild card teams. It all starts today. And the kickoff is at 1 o'clock. We're going to have it for you here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Up next, though, I'm going to talk about our Atlanta Hawks. They had a hiccup last night against the Knicks, but nothing to really worry about long term. We're going to talk to Terrell Thomas up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Baseball. football is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now more of Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. You know what we forgot to do top of the hour, don't you? Because we were talking about some other nonsense. And it's
most likely
my fault.
Yeah.
Good morning, Georgia.
Can we do that at 8:20? It's 20 after.
See, now, why can't you just play along? You can't just play along. We're waiting for not only that, but your nugget.
What's that?
Well, I don't know. I got to say this. I got to do my thing first.
Okay, go ahead.
You got to learn to ad-lib with me, man, because we got people waiting for that. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning. We got somebody. We got a guest waiting on that.
Terrell is with this, man. Terrell, ain't you with this? Wasn't you waiting for this? See, and he's laughing. He's enjoying this, man.
He's like,
he knows
what you do. He's like, what are you talking about?
Why can't
about?
You just play along, man? He said, whoa. And okay, I'm just going to move on here. And a happy Thanksgiving weekend to those of you fine people in Riverdale.
In the wonderful Riverdale, home of the Ravens.
See, we don't want to hear your nugget now. We got a guest on. See, I was waiting for that earlier. You just jumped in with it. Now we got to bring Terrell.
Clayco. Go ahead.
How was your Thanksgiving, you and your family, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. It was great.
Morning.
It was a great holiday. Have family in town, so it's been great so far. How about you, gentlemen?
What's left over? What's left over?
Yeah, we had D-Led on earlier. He's been having macaroni and cheese every morning.
Yeah,
since
what you still got left?
No more leftovers. We got rid of the leftovers yesterday, so we can start off the week on a new food high and whatnot. So we'll get to cooking some salmon or something today. But I know yesterday was some turkey still left over. I feel like it was some macaroni and cheese. We had some jerk chicken pasta. We had a few items still left over, but they're gone now.
Oh, time out. No, you can't gloss over
really.
That. Did you just say jerk chicken what?
Pasta? I heard that.
Yeah, that was something new we added to the menu this year, jerk chicken pasta.
I like that. That sounds
ask
good.
Ask a question, Sam. I'm going to think about that.
That sounds good.
I'm trying to figure out how I can work that in here soon.
That sounds good.
Jerk chicken pasta.
And while we work on that, let's talk about the fourth quarter of this game last night between the Hawks and Knicks. These guys couldn't throw it in the Chattahoochee River, man. What happened in the fourth quarter, really, to both teams last night?
Yeah, it was surprising because, as you mentioned, the game started off so well. It was a pretty free-flowing game to begin. And in the fourth quarter, I don't know if it seemed like jitterbugs started to hit both teams, if they kind of started to flash back and go back to the future of their playoff series. But as you mentioned, and that fourth quarter for both teams, it seemed like nothing was going to go in the hole. And then those final few minutes, the Knicks, unfortunately, were the ones that kind of got things rolling. And so I think injuries, of course, too, kind of played a part. We saw two key members of the Hawks go out yesterday, and Bogey and Cam Reddish. So the rotation I don't want to say it was in disarray, but it was a rotation out there that the gentleman may not have been used to yet this early in the season. But as Trey has said on numerous occasions, though, no excuses. They still had the guys on the court that should have got the job done, and the Knicks were the better team last night.
Yeah, and you talk about the injuries in the Hawks, and then these guys had some injuries out on their team, and then Julius Randle wasn't even basically there, only 8 points. But isn't this what you see at this time of year? And it's not nothing to get worked up into a lather about. They had a losing streak early on. They came back. They've won the last seven before that Knicks game. And so this sort of anomaly going into December isn't something to get all that worried about. The people are going to get healthy. Chemistry is going to happen. But let me ask you this, as we sit here on the 28th day, how much of an effect will a full season of Coach Nate McMillan be with this Hawks team as opposed to a half a year last year?
I think we're already slowly seeing that. I think that's a very great point that you're saying. With the guys having an off season, this is, of course, also their first time having a full off season, so they were also able to train and kind of focus on some of the key things and which Coach McMillan has asked them to focus upon. But I think it's going to do great for them offensively. Defensively. I think offensively the guys are so talented. No disrespect to any of the coaches. I think almost any coach could get out there and they would be able to do their thing offensively. But we saw throughout the years defensively is where they struggle or where they would seem to lose communication. So I do feel like them having a full 82 and having that off season under Coach McMillan's leadership is going to help them not only as we progress throughout the season, but definitely in the playoffs if the Hawks are lucky enough to make it.
Lucky enough to make it. We know we're going to make the playoffs. It's just how far we're going to go. Folks, we're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Terrell Thomas. He is social.
You give it to me then, right?
What's wrong?
You won't give it to me earlier with Rivendale.
What's wrong?
What's wrong with your timing for your
His social is at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. Some of the people that had bumps and bruises and didn't finish the game last night, are we concerned about Bogdanovich? I think it was an ankle with him. I think a wrist with Cam Reddish. Are we concerned about them being available for the next game?
Yes, I think Coach McMillan didn't want to seem too alarmed, but he did let us know that both players would receive MRIs today. Bogey's injury looked a little bit more severe than Cam. Of course, any injury, you know, is an issue. Bogey's injury, when it first happened, it looked very gruesome. Looked like he may have broke his ankle or something like that. And with him already having a history of lower body injuries, of course, he missed time last year with his knee and everything. I think regardless of the results, they may keep Bogey out for a few games just as kind of a precaution. Cam, I'm not quite sure. I think Cam, we may see him back on the court sooner than later. But with the Hawks only having two games this week, that may be a key for them as well to kind of rest up and get healthy again.
Yeah, that's Terrell Thomas. These Urban Times is where you can read his work. Listen, whether negatively and positively, what's been your surprise so far in the season? What's the positive surprise that you've seen so far in this NBA season?
The positive surprise will actually be surprising, I would say. I think it's been Kevin Huerter. We saw Kevin get a deal this offseason, maybe not the numbers and what some of the other players in the NBA have been getting. He signed a 4-year, $64 million. We've seen some guys sign 4 years, $100 million. He was open about his deal as well, letting know he knew he left a lot of money on the table, but he felt like the Hawks is where he wanted to be, and that his role fit pretty well. Now, when DeAndre Hunter began the season, of course, he wasn't injured, so Kevin Herter's minutes began to plummet a little bit. With the injuries to Hunter, we've seen Huerter exerted right back into the lineup. And he's been a force offensively and defensively. So he's been a very big surprise to me. We knew what Trae Young was going to do. I was anticipating Cam Reddish to continue what he was doing in the postseason. We've seen that so far as well. Clint Capella, we know the monster he is, you know, in the middle. So that hasn't been surprising either. So I would have to go with Kevin Huerter so far. And then I would also kind of sneak in there Trae Young's defense. He's been playing the passing lane a lot better than I've seen him over the past few years. I'm not going to get out there and say he's a stellar defender yet, but I have seen him making a more of an exerted effort on the defensive end. I've been pretty surprised about that as well.
Okay, and nothing negative? We'd like to hear that. No. I shouldn't even say negative, but just something that you wish you would get better.
No, you know, it's, as you mentioned, it's still so early, and I know we hate to say this as basketball fans, but unfortunately some people really don't, you know, start to pick it up and get to going in the basketball season until Christmas. So I'm kind of pleased with where the Hawks are right now. Of course, I would like to see a few more wins in the win column. I think there were a few games in which we left out there on the court. But overall, no, nothing negative so far.
That's good. That's good.
Well, as we start to face those playoff teams again, like we faced Milwaukee, you know, after coming back from the West Coast road trip, played them. New York, of course, you know, we faced it. And maybe this game last night snuck up on a lot of people, not the players, but just fans, because everybody's looking ahead to Christmas Day. Okay. We got Philadelphia coming up, and we all know how the series was with them. Of course, Ben Simmons, we don't know. I don't know. What's the latest on him anyway?
Ben Simmons was actually – it's still up and down. Now, he's still playing the game. Yesterday, the Sixers had a game at home against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Ben Simmons was out shooting around a few minutes before the game actually took place. Now, he didn't play, of course, but it does seem like he's getting inches closer. So who knows? You know, we could see Ben out there Friday, but it still sets the circus that we really don't know.
He got all the money in the world. I'm telling you, he's out there. He playing cornhole with Kyrie. They find themselves a parking lot, and they just sitting back going, you know, and every once in a while they order a Sprite, you know, and then they just get back to the game and laugh at everybody.
You think so?
Laugh at everybody running back and forth.
That's a good one.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. This is Terrell Thomas joining us here. Terrell, listen, Hawks aside for a minute, looking at the league overall, like I said, Sam, talking about Indiana coming up next. We got Philly after that. Moving into December, I mean, how do you gauge this system, this season or an NBA season when you start looking for certain things out of certain teams and certain players, the stars? This is when they start turning it on or turn it off, or you're waiting. How come it's taking player X to get to where I normally see him playing?
Right now, as we move into December, I get antsy and I wait for Christmas. And I always look at these first 2 months, and I believe that you can truly you find your championship team, in my opinion, in these first 2 months. Because when you have teams that are kind of waiting and waiting till Christmas to get going, you have teams like the Warriors, you have teams like the Suns, who are beginning to build these large leagues in their respective conferences and divisions. And then when these teams begin to turn around, say like the Lakers and things like that, they'll be so far behind already in the playoff standings that could jeopardize them having home court advantage in the postseason. So I like to say success is built every day, and I think the teams who are building success every day right now are the teams that will stay in the top tier towards the end of the season. So to me, that's one of the things that I kind of keep my eye on. Like, I know we spoke on the Warriors already. I've been watching the Warriors. I've been watching the Suns. I don't feel like a lot of people are really talking about them, but they were on like a 15-game winning streak or something like that. So just paying attention to the teams who have come out the gate firing before we actually get to December 25th to see what type of leads are gained before the holidays get to closing.
You feeling like Golden State's going to be able to maintain it, especially whenever Klay comes back? He's been away for so long. What does that do to the balance of that team to try to work him back in?
Oh, no, yes, sir. I think Steph Curry and the Warriors are going to host the trophy at the end of the year. And that's been my preseason prediction was the Warriors. The heart of a champion is something I feel like you could never count out. And I've watched them these last few years just kind of be kicked under the dirt. And people talk about all the things in which they aren't and weren't. I think the Warriors are on a true mission. And I think the Lakers picking up all those veterans kind of added fuel to that fire. So for me, I really believe in the Warriors. And I believe in when Klay Thompson comes back, they're going to be even that much more deadlier on the defensive end. We know what they're going to do offensively, but I think people forget, although he's been hurt, that Klay Thompson is one of the best defenders, one of the best two-way players the NBA has ever seen.
You follow what's going on the college level?
Yes, sir. Yes.
You've been following Gonzaga? They got another 7-foot crazy dude there as a freshman coming in this year, and I forgot this kid's name.
I saw him play against UCLA.
Chet. Yes. In fact, he's not – I don't know if he's related, but it's Holmgren. Chet Holmgren.
Yeah.
And what they're doing out there, how they're reloading, are they the cream of the crop this year, what you've seen?
You know, I never really buy into Gonzaga because they look good in the regular season.
I know.
It's really hard for me to buy into them. I do like the young man. His game, I want to see him bulk up a little bit. He's pretty slim.
Yeah, he is.
But, you know, we've seen that work for Kevin Durant, so I'm not going to let that take away from the game, his game. He looks pretty good so far. Gonzaga continues to put out great talent. We've seen what they had in Jalen Suggs last year. And I know Chet and Jalen actually even played in high school together. But I think if I had to pick the day, I would probably go with Duke, with Coach K, with this being his last year. I think those guys are going to be – I think they're going to have a lot of motivation behind them to try to get him one more. So Gonzaga, I'm not. I got to kind of see it to believe it with those guys. They always look good this time of year, but when it gets down to that Final Four, they seem to fold.
Got anything positive to say about the local teams?
Well, I'm interested to see actually what goes. I've been paying a lot more attention this year to see what the Bulldogs are going to do. I know over the last two, three years, there's been a lot of hype that the Bulldogs basketball program was turned around. I know Georgia State puts a good program on the court, so I've been trying to learn more and keep my eye on them. But No, I haven't been keeping that close of an eye. I'll keep my eye on Georgia Tech just because of Duke. My son's a big Duke fan, so I'll keep my eye on some of the ACC teams. And I've been trying to gather a little more information to see what they got going on in Athens.
Yep. That's it. And it looks like Coach K's got a crop that could possibly send him out with another championship. I mean, they've shown that
yes,
so
indeed.
Far. They really have.
Yes,
so, I think they do bear watching this time.
Yeah, it'll be a very interesting college season. I do believe that.
All right. Terrell, we appreciate you spending some time with us, as always.
And we ain't done with you.
But No. You got to drop back in here with us. But we appreciate you, especially with this holiday weekend. You come in spending some time and dropping some knowledge.
And he
thoughts.
Makes himself available to us, Sam.
Yeah.
He said, y'all, if you don't have a guest coming, just give me a call. You know, he's like Regis used to be with Letterman.
Yeah,
he's right down the street, Alec Ball. I'll come down the street
yep,
for you.
Yep, because I'll be on, right?
So we can't thank you enough, man. Thank you. You and your whole family, hope you enjoyed your holiday weekend and continued joy through this holiday season.
Much love, gentlemen. They say teamwork makes the dream work, and I'm happy to be a part of the team. You guys have a great week.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
That's Terrell Thomas from These Urban Times joining us. We're going to put a bow on this show before we turn things over to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, which will then take you up to kickoff Falcons and Jaguars. That's all coming up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Back to Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So you need to bring that cowbell in, man. Where's that cowbell?
No, it's the wrong kind of bell, man. It's a different bell.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Thank you, Dylan, for that jazz. That was Mr. Crenshaw. Did you pick that one?
Yeah, man. Just on my holiday. We ain't played
yeah,
no holiday.
I'm saying thank you.
I'm
saying thank you.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I didn't know you picked that one. Who was that?
Ramsey Lewis, your homeboy from Chicago.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. From Chicago.
Yes, he is. No, I know some Ramsey Lewis.
All right.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you, Dylan. Thank you, Mr. Crenshaw. On this day, speaking of Chicago, do you know we haven't really talked much racing in a while? We're obviously NASCAR season's off, and you haven't given me a Lewis Hamilton update on anytime recently. Did you know that today's the day of the first car race anniversary?
What kind of car? What are they racing?
Period. They just
period?
Said today was the first recorded car race, 1895. The first car race, and it was sponsored by the Chicago Times-Herald. And it went from downtown Chicago to Evanston, which is up there by Northwestern, and then back 55 miles.
So was it to take the same route as the thing, the animated thing I showed you earlier this year?
No.
It wasn't
That. I would doubt those roads were around in 1895.
Some of them may have been.
Some may have been, but I don't know which roads they used. Here's the thing. It went 55 miles from downtown up to Evanston and back. The story of the thing that makes this art is the average speed was 7 miles an hour.
Oh.
7 miles an hour. But this was the first one.
Were people standing out there watching it?
I wasn't riding cover that one. You know, I was off that weekend.
You got me wondering all kind of stuff now.
Okay, well, you can look that up. Chicago yeah. Times Herald. They sponsored it. You know, so went up to Northwestern.
Yep.
Turned around, came back. Beautiful little area up there north in Evanston, Illinois.
Yep. It's nice.
So,
nice.
When are we going to hear some? Boy, I can't wait. Speaking of racing in NASCAR, Atlanta Motorsport, I cannot wait to see what racing is like this year at that track.
Yep.
It's a completely different track.
You know what? That's something else that would be a good stocking stuffer that wouldn't be on the shelf. You know, is
there,
you know
put
what
some
I mean?
Tickets to Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Hey, man.
Ooh. Be out there for the newly paved track.
Yes.
People are coming in there different this year. They're coming in new, different kind of tires.
Yeah.
It really is. The oval obviously is the same, but I'm saying the tri-oval. But it's going to be...
going to be different.
Going to be different. I don't know that it's going to be faster.
But that's what we're going to find out.
Man, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We are the opening act for a full day of football action around here. We're getting out here in a little bit. We're going to turn things over to Wade for a tailgate show. We got Falcons and Jaguars pregame, 11 o'clock, kickoff at 1. We got the Falcons fly over after that, and then the Browns and the Ravens. I asked D-Led this question. I ask you, given what you have seen throughout the career, but most notably this year and what's being said, does Baker Mayfield finish his career in Cleveland?
I don't know if he finishes his career in Cleveland, but, I mean, because the expectations are –
does he play the next 5 years? Okay, put it that way.
He could. I think he could. You know, but, I mean, that's, they're finally being in the conversation. It took Cleveland long enough to get back in the conversation for postseason, and now it's kind of expected. So let's see how well he maintains that and if he's able to take it up a notch. He's getting another one of his running backs back healthy this week, so that should help him as well. So we'll see where it goes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, he don't move the needle for me, to be honest with you.
Yeah. The folks up in Cleveland, man, look, you know what? They're freezing. They're sitting out there in the cold, the dog pound or whatever. They're you know, they're winning some games. You know what they say? We could be in Detroit. You know, you know.
Why you want to start that again, man?
Because they're both up there on the lakes.
Yeah, but
and neither team has ever played in the Super Bowl.
Neither one has ever played in the Super Bowl.
That's what the Cleveland folk are saying. You know what? It's cold. We got Mayfield. We're 6-5. We're better than most teams in the league right now at 6-5. And so, you know, we could be in Detroit.
He's doing that. See, if you're just tuning in, Sam, he's specifically mentioning that city because he knows that it gets under the nails of my wife. There.
Well, not you know,
and
I don't.
He's not here to take it.
Not after yesterday. She's fine. After yesterday, my goodness.
Yeah, but that ain't gonna last long.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, it will. Because it didn't happen. It hadn't happened in so long.
No, but I gotta remind them about they gotta take on next week, and then I get.
No.
So that's not gonna last. There were actually signs out there last week. I mean, yesterday, you know, the game day, they have the people out there at the pregame and they holding up all them different signs. And there was a whole bunch of them going, at least we ain't the Lions. So, you know, that's a 5-iron away from downtown Detroit.
I'm just saying.
These matchups that we're looking at today in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
the ones that get you kind of worked up, if any. But I will start this off with, and one that I didn't think I was going to be, a team, I should say, that really didn't think it was going to move the needle for me. But I am curious to see what happens today because they're going to be in a spotlight game because Tampa Bay is taking on Indianapolis. And Jonathan Taylor is starting to show you what he did when he was at Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked this guy when he came out, and I just have fallen off following him. But I have recently picked back up on him and went, oh, yeah, that's the dude I followed in the Big Ten. And he is just... he's electrifying.
Yeah. And we're going to see what he does today, you know, because he can make a big difference if that ground attack to go for the Colts and get things going and, you know, keep Brady, you know, on the sideline a little bit longer. That's one thing that he will allow the Colts to do is control the clock some longer possessions. That's to me, that could be a big key for victory in this game today if the Colts pull it out.
All right, so I mentioned Tampa Bay, top of our division. But my question for you is, what are we going to see out of Carolina coming up? New Orleans had their game, lost. But what are we going to see out of Cam in your mind? What do you think? What do you think? Okay, he's got a couple games under his belt now. What do you think you're going to see from this guy? And is he in a position to put this team, well, where the Falcons are hoping to get? They got to win a whole bunch more. But Carolina's looking, they're, you know, they're above the Falcons. They're sitting the same record as New Orleans. But do you think he could bring this team and ascend them to a playoff position?
They're in position to do it. I mean, and they're taking on a Dolphins team that's 4-7, which everybody expected more from them this season. So that's where they are today. I think Carolina gets the win. I think they let one get away last weekend. They couldn't hang on for the win at home. I think they get the win on the road today, though, down at Miami.
And you'd mentioned Seattle earlier. They're the 8 o'clock game tonight at Washington. I just don't know what to think of these guys. I just don't know. And I'm so disgusted with Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
I've been done with this dude for a while, but they sit here at 3-7 now, fourth and east, and we know the issues with Russell Wilson. Anyway, you were going to say something?
Yeah, that's the Monday game.
Monday game, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the game tonight is Browns-Ravens.
That's right. We have that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. I was looking ahead of my notes.
Excuse me. There's several, you know, games that are intriguing today. This is a pretty good slate of games. You got a 4 o'clock start, Rams and Packers. I think that's a really good one you want to watch. At 1 o'clock, you got Titans and Patriots, which is a CBS game, which means we won't get that one because we get Falcons-Jaguars.
Right.
And also at 1 o'clock, Steelers and Bengals. You got a number of good matchups today, I think. And I think it's going to be a good day for viewing NFL. Or listening here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
That's right. I'm going to give that Rams a win because not only are they, I think, despite the record of Green Bay, but Matthew Stafford knows this. He knows Lambeau. He knows Lambeau as well as anybody else in this league for the amount of times he's gone there and he's played there. So, yeah, that's a matchup I am looking forward to. I'm about over Aaron Rodgers, though, really. You know, I mean, it just I don't want him to get injured, but I just want him off the stage. Because I don't believe anything that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah,
I think everything comes with snark. And, you know, just other than Packers fans, I can't find two people that want to watch him. And that's somebody with great talent, too.
That's true.
He's kind of in the category of Barry Bonds right now for me. He really is. I'm not saying about the cheating part, but we know you're great, but you're just kind of annoying, you know? And so there haven't been many people in that kid for whatever the intangibles are. I just don't like you and don't care to see you have success. I don't want you getting hurt, but I don't, you know?
Yeah.
And he's in that category. Barry Bonds was the same way for me toward the end.
Yeah. When is your time up?
Exactly.
Counting down the days.
So, again, you got a big day, Mr. Crenshaw?
Try not to. I've had some a series of big days the last few days, so I'm trying to.
You and I both.
Yeah, I'm trying to lay back and recharge because got some busy stuff happening coming up in the next week. So
what are we looking forward to for next week as far as the high school scoreboard show?
My goodness, the high school scoreboard show, we're going into the semifinal round of the state playoffs. A week away from everybody heading over to Center Park Stadium at Georgia State for the state finals, and got some pretty intriguing matchups. And we'll have our reporters out once again to send out reports. I don't know if we'll have Hoots Wings here in the studio again. But
look at you just throwing out the sponsorship, but
we appreciate them. This is your place for game day wings, by the way. We thought it was just
Dylan, our producer, Dylan, who's also one of your reporters.
Dylan,
are you in studio or are you going to be on the road next week?
I'm in studio, Nick. I was on the road last weekend, so I'll be in studio this week.
So that's the man who's got you. Who's got you? You know, your menu.
I'm gonna get pizza. We won't have Hoots Wings just because we're gonna be coming in late from the Hawks broadcast.
Yeah.
So we're gonna come with pizza next week. I'll provide pizza for the guys, but Hoots won't be delivering.
Yep.
That's a shame.
That's already.
You should get that other chicken place because you know they're doing thighs.
No.
They got thighs now.
No. We got Hoots Wings and they've been really good. All of our sponsors have been great for the high school scoreboard show. Another thing I want to make sure people are not missing out on is high school basketball. So we talk about how people are not focusing real on NBA because we still got so much happening with the NFL and college football. We're missing some of the best high school basketball of the season because it's the time of year and these tip-off events where teams from other parts of the state are playing against each other, other parts of town that are not normally in the same classification. So a lot of dream matchups take place this time of year. You just have to know where the team from the school in your area is going to play some of those events. So we got some things. I saw a big game coming up with the Hawks Naismith event. They got a game coming up with like Westlake against Norcross, I mean, which is a game you would not ordinarily get, but you're going to get it because it's one of the holiday tip-off events. So get a chance to support some high school basketball. We got some good stuff happening around the area.
We want to thank D. Orlando Ledbetter, who joined us, Terrell Thomas, who joined us. I'll be on with Ramona on V103 on Tuesday with a casting call. Pretty soon, we'll be on with Cannon on Star 94, also doing the casting call. And just we want to thank Dylan for everything you did as far as helping us out with the show today. The rest of you, enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving Day weekend. Enjoy the football. Again, we're going to get out of here, turn things over to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, and then Falcons and Jaguars pregame at 11, kickoff at 1. And then remember, tonight, Browns and Ravens, we've got that game for you, 7:30 pregame, kickoff at 8:20. Mr. Crenshaw and Dylan, have yourself a wonderful day.
Stay safe, man.
We'll talk to you next. This is Greg. Have a big day. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.